Well, now on the English programme, we take a look at this article here from VOA News, Voice of America. This is how the phone hacking scandal is being reported in America. The title: records show Britain's Cameron kept close ties to Murdoch officials. In Britain, newly released records show that the Prime Minister has kept a close relationship with key executives from Rupert Murdoch's media empire at the centre of a phone hacking scandal. Mr. Cameron has disclosed that he met 26 times with officials of Murdoch's News Corporation since he became the country's leader 14 months ago, more than twice the number of visits he has had with any other media organisation. The records showed that Rebecca Brooks, who resigned on Friday as chief of Murdoch's British press operations, is the only person he had invited twice to his weekend retreat, Chequers. The leader of Britain's Conservative government also hosted Andy Coulson at Chequers in March, 2 months after he left as his spokesman. Coulson is the former editor, of course, of the News of the World tabloid that Murdoch closed a week ago and is at the heart of allegations that journalists hacked into the cell phones of all these various victims. Coulson was charged earlier this month with corruption and conspiring to intercept communications, one of nine arrested so far in the scandal. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said it was not surprising that in a democratic society there would be some contact between Britain's leader and media executives. But the opposition Labour Party said the frequent meetings showed Mr. Cameron's extraordinary lack of judgment. The revelations of Mr. Cameron's contacts with Murdoch officials came as the 80-year-old tycoon embarked on an effort to apologise for the phone hacking and journalists' payment to police for information. Allegedly. This is all allegedly, of course. In a letter signed by Murdoch, published in the British press on Saturday, he said he and his international media conglomerate, News Corporation, are sorry for the serious wrongdoing that occurred and the hurt suffered by those affected by some of his journalists' widespread phone hacking and payment to police for information. The apologies come after Les Hinton resigned on Friday from his post at the head of the US media group Dow Jones on Friday in the wake of the scandal, hours after Brooks quit. Dow Jones is owned by Murdoch's News Corporation. Hinton's resignation is tied to his previous role overseeing News Corporation's British newspapers, including News of the World, while journalists there allegedly, illegally accessed cell phone conversations. In a staff memo announcing his departure, Hinton apologised to those hurt by the News of the World journalists' actions, though he said he had been ignorant of what was going on at the time. Aside from closing News of the World, the firestorm over the scandal also has forced Murdoch to abandon his efforts to push through the $12 billion bid for Sky. Brooks has agreed to testify tomorrow before the British Parliament about the scandal. Murdoch and his son James, who heads News Corporation's international operations, will also testify before Parliament after initially refusing to do so. In the US, the FBI has begun a probe into whether News Corporation employees tried to hack into the phones of victims of September the 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks and their families, or tried to bribe police for information. This is an ongoing story, and this, what we're reading here, is how it's being reported by the Voice of America. If you want to comment on any of the things mentioned in this podcast, please go to Steve's, or send an email to stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, or leave a little message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/englishradio. The info here is brought to you by voanews.com.